Percy Jackson and the Last Olympian by Rick Riordan.
This book was first published by Little Brown. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Rick Riordan is an award-winning mystery writer. Having worked as a middle school teacher for 15 years, Rick now writes full-time and lives in San Antonio, Texas, with his wife and two sons. Percy Jackson and the Last Olympian is Rick's fifth and final novel in the series featuring the heroic young demigod. The first, Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief, won the Red House Children's Book Award. To Mrs. Pabst, my eighth-grade English teacher, who started me on the road to Camp Half-Blood. Chapter 1. Go Cruising with Explosives. The end of the world started when a Pegasus landed on the hood of my car. Up until then, I was having a great afternoon. Technically, I wasn't supposed to be driving because I wouldn't turn 16 for another week, but my mom and my stepdad, Paul, took my friend Rachel and me to this private stretch of beach on the South Shore, and Paul let us borrow his Prius for a short spin. Now, I know what you're thinking. Wow, that was really irresponsible of him, blah, blah, blah. But Paul knows me pretty well. He's seen me slice up demons and leap out of exploding school buildings, so he probably figured taking a car a few hundred meters wasn't exactly the most dangerous thing I'd ever done. Anyway, Rachel and I were driving along. It was a hot August day. Rachel's red hair was pulled back in a ponytail, and she wore a white blouse over her swimsuit. I'd never seen her in...